Welcome to the Guyer Cook Report. This morning, or afternoon, as the case may be, the Guyer Cook Report, B2B Thursday, we're going to talk about the link that appears if you go to the guyercookreport.podbean.com. It'll look like that right over there. This red link, the Guyer Cook Report B2B Tips Thursday, that's what today is, so we'll do that one. You click it. And bazinga, that fast, you're looking at the show notes. We've done some recent work with optimizing the site, new theme, and so forth. A little bit quicker than it has been. Not that it's ever been slow, but now we're really quick. So today, B2B Tips is going to talk about adding and removing listing owners and managers on your company's Google My Business listing. So maybe you went in and claimed the Google My Business listing, but you're really busy running your company, which is not web development company. So probably the sharpest knife in the drawer isn't those skills required to manage your Google My Business page. So you want to get a manager assigned to do that, but you don't want to give up ownership of the listing. So what you do is you add a user, you go to the dashboard, Google My Business, and add that user. Because think back, when you were a kid and you had the lemonade stand, and where did you set it up? Did you set it up in the neighbor's backyard? Did you set it up in a bad location? No, you put it right out in the street, right in front of the house so you could get refills. And that's where you did it because that's where the people were. The people driving by in their cars or out there in the street, they're going to see that you're selling lemonade, and maybe you'll sell them a glass. Well, the same concept holds true for business today. If you want to be seen, well, you need to go where the people are. And the rest of that information is in the post from thrivehive.com, Google My Business Listing, or Google Business Listing, as they call it, because my was a stopper. And you can get the rest of that going there. So let's take a look at that dashboard and Google My Business. And this is it, the dashboard. This is my company's dashboard. You'll see right here on the left. So this is the screen for the dashboard of Google My Business site. This is the location for my company. And right here on the left, there's users. So you click on users. And it brings up this window. And you go right here where that little invite new users, and this is where you add them. So you click and you choose the role. You want it to be the owner. You're the owner. You don't have them do that. They can be the manager. That means they can do pretty near everything that's got to be done. Communications manager. They just add content and add posts and add pictures, but they don't change the roles of anyone. They don't change too much of what affects this site working. That's done by the manager role. So choose accordingly. And now let's go back to the show notes. Okay, we thank everyone that's a patron for being a patron. You can become a patron if you go to that link right here on the side, Be My Patron on Podbean. If you found a pearl in this oyster, something that's worth hanging on to, there's probably other pearls and other oysters. We've got over 400 episodes. If you go to the Guyer Cook Report credits, you can list all of the categories and all the previous episodes there. And so, in order to get this done quick, I'm going to thank Fraser Ramsey, Eileen Smith, mentioned the groups on Facebook, Friends Just Chatting, and the Guyer Cook Report group. There's the links are right there in the notes. And so you can see this if you go to the Guyer Cook Report. Look at it on YouTube. You go to youtube.com, whack Guyer Cook. Or like I said before, you can get the audio like you're listening to now by having gone to the guyercookreport.podbean.com. And there's a mobile app there. So I guess that's about all I've got to say for today. It's a wrap.